Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
DFW Car and Toy Museum draws over 5,000 visitors in first month. The DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, has drawn over 5,000 visitors in its first month of operation. The 150,000-square-foot space, located at Meacham Blavd and I-35, features a collection of over 200 rare cars and 3,000 toys from decades past. Owned by Ron Sturgeon Real Estate LP, the museum has received rave reviews and boasts a 5-star rating on Google. Founder Ron Sturgeon, a self-made entrepreneur, has been collecting toys and cars for decades and aims to create a place where generations can connect. The museum, which was recently featured on American Pickers, is gaining digital traction with a TikTok campaign. Stay tuned for guided tours, volunteer docents, and the museum's first official ambassador, Lee Jackson. La Dolce Vita in Orange. 1974 Fiat 500 showcases Italian charm at the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum showcases a stunning 1974 Fiat 500 in a vibrant orange finish from the Ron Sturgeon collection. This Italian microcar has been beautifully restored, blending vintage charm with modern updates. The interior features black seats, a folding vinyl sunroof, and a Pioneer CD stereo for a retro-modern vibe. With Dynamat sound-dampening material and a custom LED speedometer, this Fiat offers a quiet and stylish ride. The rear-mounted 500cc twin engine with an Abarth valve cover powers the rear wheels through a 4-speed manual gearbox. Founder Ron Sturgeon describes this Fiat as a timeless blend of personality, precision, and preservation. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum to see this Italian gem and over 200 vintage vehicles for free admission, celebrating the history of cars and collectibles.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.